Welcome to Let's Talk Land, a weekly land education talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, ownership, and especially for real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant, broker owner, United Country Real Estate Land Pro, buying or selling homes or land or farms in Western Piedmont, North Carolina, or Southern Virginia. Just give us a shout. We'll help you out. We're the experts. Our office is at 3349 Cook School Road in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, Highway 52, exit 136 across from Foothills Hardware and Building Supply. We also share office space with POP Design for all your graphic needs. Our company website is www.mylandpro.com, www.mylandpro.com. I'm a member of the Realtors Land Institute, the voice of land. We have around 1,300 members nationwide and approximately 500 ALCs, accredited land consultants like myself. Agents that become a RLI member are the best in the business because they get access to exclusive continuing education and networking opportunities, property marketing tools, and discounts on industry services. If you are looking for an agent, especially for an expert of land in your area, you can find an RLI member or an ALC using our national website, www.rliland.com. And at the top, it says find an agent, and you can also find an accredited land consultant. As a United Country franchise, we offer more than 90 years of real estate experience. Since 1925, United Country Real Estate has matched buyers and sellers with lifestyle properties of their dreams. Our unmatched network features over 600 offices, 5,000-plus agents, and our national website is www.unitedcountry.com, which averages about 3.5 million hits per month and a buyer database anywhere from 600 to 650,000. We also offer a full range of auction services. We have over 3,000 websites targeting local markets, and we're the premier real estate and auction company devoted to the rural markets. Our guest today is Amanda Jenkins. Welcome.
Thank you.
Amanda's my buddy. She's one of our staff. Amanda's a staff member of the Realtors Land Institute. You're our educational manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she manages all the deal with RLI, our Land U, or Land University program, which is our courses and other things we'll talk about today. She's also responsible for managing the no-travel courses. We have courses online. And then we have Land U Week. We just had one in Texas last month. And then we have chapter courses. She works with the Education Committee to create a webinar series each year, selecting topics and speakers. She also manages the planning and education of the annual Land Conference, which was in Nashville last April 1st, and will be in next May. Regarding education, National Land Conference, and again, our website is www.rliland.com. Amanda's a graduate of Indiana University. What a great school that is.
Yeah.
And has a bachelor's degree in public affairs and concentration in public policy. She worked for a few congressional campaigns immediately after college, landing a job in Washington, D.C., where the weather's a little different than Chicago. She's resided there for about 5 years. She also worked as an event manager for the prostate cancer nonprofit movement, moving to Chicago and landing a job with RLI, where she is cherished. We have a great staff. In fact, tell me about our staff. Who's all our staff?
Absolutely. So we have five full-time employees here on our staff. Our leader is our CEO, Aubrey Cabernas, who I know you interviewed a couple of months ago.
I did.
And she is responsible for the overall management of RLI. And then our manager of operations is Karen Calarco, and she manages and controls the expenditures within the budget as well as a lot of the office management that's necessary. And our marketing manager is Jessica Friedrich, and she is responsible for our website, our logo, our social media posts, anything to do with the marketing side of RLI. She is our guru for that. And we just hired a new wonderful employee, Laura Barker. She's our membership and communications specialist. So if you ever call our 1-800 number or write to our roli@realtors.org website or email. She will be the one to respond, and she's fantastic.
She's doing an outstanding job.
For us, and we just hired her full time.
Yeah, good, good. She does an outstanding job. Now, there's someone else?
Who?
I don't know. What about Bill?
Oh, Bill's no longer here.
Oh, no.
Yep,
we're announcing this on our radio show.
Ago.
Well, I really like Bill, and I thought he was kind of head of our chapters. How many chapters do we have?
We have 18 chapters now, and I know we have a few in the process of starting up.
In what area?
Louisiana is one of them. They're
oh, cool.
In the early stages of getting their bylaws in place, which is kind of the first step any chapter needs to take. So
excellent.
Hopefully we'll be having a new chapter down there soon.
Well, the topic that I chose today was about our institute. I know I had Aubrey on back in February, March, and she gave an incredible overview, but I wanted to get more in depth, and you're the person to help me. I want to dig into RLI and talk about, give us a little bit about our history. I think we're coming up to 75 years next year.
Yep. In 2019, it will be our 75th anniversary. And we have a rich history for providing networking and education opportunities for any and all land professionals. We're a commercial affiliate of the National Association of Realtors, so our offices are located in the NAR headquarters in Chicago, and we work closely with NAR as well as some of the other commercial affiliates like CCIM and SIOR and IRAM. So we are affiliated with NAR. And we've been so for about 74 years. In 1985, we officially became the Realtors Land Institute after a few name changes, but we have been around for quite a while. And the Land Use Education Program, which I know we'll be talking a lot about today, we've been providing professional development opportunities for all land professionals for 30 years. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary. And our goal has always been to offer top-notch educational courses and webinars. And as you know, Lou, land is such a unique real estate specialty that it requires the kind of specialized professional education that we here at RLI can provide everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's also especially in our Article 11 Code of Ethics, which I'll be braggadocious. Yeah. I instigated that back in 2008 when Gloria Bowman was our CEO. And, of course, that moved through the Professional Standards Committee for 2 years. And actually in San Diego, we used to have our RLI meetings at the national meeting and at the mid-year in Washington, a convention within a convention, and the board of directors actually approved it in 2010. So land is now recognized as a specialty. And you know what I find interesting is in our real estate courses to get your real estate license, in each state it varies in terms of the number of hours and so on, but there's just not a lot of time in the syllabus to talk about the specialties, the commercial, the property management, and especially land. And I always find it interesting, here in North Carolina, we have to have, I believe it's 160 hours to be a provisional broker, and then we have three 30-hour classes to become a broker. And in one of the classes, they throw a slide up on the screen, and it says, land is the most complicated of all real estate transactions. And then you ask the instructor why, and they don't know because there's no education for the instructors.
Yeah.
It's kinda,
if they're not doing the land, you know, real estate, they don't know what's all involved.
No. And unfortunately, the public don't know that either. And that's what this show's about, is to help educate and let the public know the different parts of land. And there's many of them. And like I say, land's like a little four-letter word, but it's got a long tail. And once you start dissecting that tail, I mean, you just take timber. I mean, that's a whole vocation in itself for agriculture or some of the specialties that we provide education in.
Mm-hmm.
How many ALCs do we currently have?
So we're currently at a 511 ALCs nationwide, and more are being approved every month.
Yeah,
so
I see that.
You see that number increasing.
How many states are we in, and do we all have an ALC?
We have members in 47 states in the country.
Okay.
I don't have the exact number of how many we have ALCs in, but overwhelming majority of those 47 states have at least one ALC, if not many ALCs.
Which are the three states
that through our rigorous program and our experts in the land.
Which are the three states that we do not have an ALC that you're aware of, or that we don't have an RLI member?
Good question. So I know one is Hawaii. We do not have a current member there.
Right.
And then what were the other?
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
West Virginia and Rhode Island.
Wow. Little Rhode Island. We got to do something about that.
I know. But we, like I said, we're growing. We're getting more and more ALCs every month and definitely seeing a big increase in our number of members that we have.
The majority of our members are working on their ALC. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A lot are going through the education program right now, and because of how great the market's been the last several years, many have been able to reach some of the volume requirements that we have in place. So
Right. Definitely,
I've been here for 4 years and just keep seeing an increase every year in the number of ALCs that we have.
That's a good thing. We want more ALCs out there, more professionals. Mm-hmm. Well, it helps everybody. It really does. In fact, our code of ethics says you really shouldn't be involved in a real estate transaction without proper training and education. And if not, you should consult with someone that has and bring them to the table and have them part of the transaction, which some realtors do that, but not a lot of them do. And then you find out that your $1 million property, the person that didn't know what they were doing just sold it for $500,000 because they didn't know what they were doing. And,
yeah.
It's like...
And our members, our members are so friendly. They want to help you out.
Definitely.
They want to be contacted about these land opportunities that are out there. And like you said, everyone can be found through our website. So if you're working on a property and you're not sure what might be involved with the land, reach out to an ALC or an RLI member. They can help you.
And one thing that I've been a member since 98, and, which we have some that's been... I think I interviewed Fletcher Majors, and I think he's coming up on his 41st or 47th year, I can't remember.
Wow.
But it's like a family, and these land conferences that we do, I tell people, once you go to one, you'll never miss another one. But it's just so much camaraderie, and you talk about networking, you'll get a situation, somebody may call me up, a man, and say, we just inherited a ranch out in Wyoming, and we don't know what the heck to do. Well, we're in Wyoming. And then they'll say a place, and I'll say, I got just the person for you. And I'll hook them up with another ALC, and then, after a period of time, they'll call me and thank me, say, wow, that was a whole lot easier than I thought. You really hooked us up with the right person. Guys and gals. We have...
Yep, absolutely.
We have landmen, and we have landladies.
Yes, we have all the land folks.
So what kind of land real estate does our members specialize in?
Well, like you said earlier, Lou, land is a four-letter word with a long tail.
Yeah, you like that?
It seems like such a small segment of real estate. And truthfully, before I started working here, I didn't even realize how huge it was. But the specialties in the profession are so vast. Our members are specializing in agriculture, timber, vineyard, commercial development, site selection development, recreational, and that can include anything from ranches to hunting land to beachfront property. We have people who specialize in orchards and citrus grove, undeveloped tracts and subdivision plots. We have auctioneers and appraisers, and then land valuation folks, and then people who do ranchettes and then residential properties as well. So if it has any kind of land involved, our members are probably the ones selling or buying it.
Well, I hate to make this announcement, but if it's real estate, it's going to have land involved.
Absolutely.
From the ground up,
mm-hmm.
Old terra firma, even if it's just a small lot or acres tract, everything has land involved in it. And mm-hmm. usually there's particular issues that tie to that particular land and location, zoning, and, restrictions, or I like to call protective covenants instead of restrictive covenants. Help me change that paradigm. This sounds better. Same thing. But there's always something that has to do with that piece of dirt, whether it's out in the middle of the desert or if it's downtown Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts with the land.
It does, and a lot of things that our members know and they learn through taking our courses is how to find the soil types that the land is on. So if someone, even if it's a small piece of property, but someone's wanting to grow a certain item. soil type will affect that. So be able to look that up and understand that. That's what our courses help our members to learn and become more proficient in.
Absolutely. We're talking to Amanda Tucker. This is Let's Talk Land. Amanda, as I said, is our RLI education manager. Tell us about the current courses. I know that we're currently revising part of them, maybe all of them. I know the one that I've been teaching since 2003, which is our base course, a recruiting course, I like to call it, came out in 2003, and that one has been revised, and actually I'm going to get a chance to teach it in Arkansas in September, so I can't wait to present the new format. So give us a list of our courses and kind of tell us what's going on with them.
Absolutely. So we are very excited about the course revamp project that we're working on. Just a little bit of background about it. About 18 months ago, we took a step back to strategically look at the Land U program, and we realized that some of our courses were becoming out of date and that there wasn't a strong plan in place to update them. We weren't as pleased with how interactive they could be. And some of the courses that we were offering just didn't fit with what our curriculum should look like. So with guidance from an RLI member task force, we spent a year combing through all of our courses. We had 22 courses. We looked through every single page of them and determined what kind of work, what the scope of the project would be for each course, and as well as eliminate some of the courses from our curriculum. And under the direction of the executive committee, we hired an expert instructional designer to assist us in rewriting, developing, updating all the courses that count for the ALC designation.
Okay, so it's all the ALC designations.
You're one of our great instructors for Land 101. That's a core course. And as a core course and kind of like an introduction course and recruitment tool, we wanted to focus on that one first. We also have quite a few instructors for that. I will say it's probably our most popular class that's offered.
Right.
So we finished that one first, and it was taught for the first time at our Land U Week in Texas a few weeks ago. Very happy with it. And all of our courses, so the courses that will be, that count towards the ALC designation, we have three required courses. We have our Land 101, Fundamentals of Land Brokerage, Land Investment Analysis, which is a course into understanding how to invest in land and analyze the potential of land. It's really cool. It gets into a lot of Excel spreadsheets, and everyone really leaves that class with a new sense of how to determine the value of land.
Great class.
And then a new core course this year, it's Transitional Land Real Estate Transactions. And that's to understand how you transition land from one purpose to another. As you know, Lou, a lot of land is zoned for certain purposes, and that's not always the highest and best use for that.
Right.
For the potential of that piece of land. So we teach how to work with your local government, how to work with developers, and transitioning a piece of property.
Yeah, and that also has a lot to do with value, too. I mean, you know, which is the most important thing.
There's a lot that can go into it. Yeah. So that's a really neat class that we've revamped. And then we have 32-hour, or we have specialty courses. You have to have 30 hours to apply for the ALC designation. We have Land Real Estate Development, Land Real Estate Site Selection, Agricultural Land Brokerage and Marketing, Tax Implications of Real Estate, and very soon we're going to be introducing a brand new course, Recreational Land Real Estate.
Oh, great. That's because that's the hottest thing right now.
It's so popular. It's throughout the entire country, everybody is doing recreational land. So we're really excited about that class. I think people who are new to recreational land will find it extremely valuable. And the veterans who have been doing recreational land for a long time will leave with a new understanding of how to sell and buy and recognize how to improve recreational land. So we're excited about that one.
I'm going to be signing up for that one as soon as it's launched.
Awesome.
You know, just because you have your ALC, you know, it's education never stops. It's crazy. You know, I've been purging and looking and studying and Googling and since about 2004, and it's just even doing this show, the stuff that comes up I've never even heard of, and you think you know you know it all, but you never know it all. It's a four letter word with a long tail.
Absolutely. We even hear from people who've been ALCs for 15 years, they'll go back and take LAND 101 because it's in their state or right. They like the instructor. And they say they still leave every time with new information. They've been doing land real estate for 15 plus years. So.
Yeah, and the networking, I know we got the Land U classes online, but there's nothing like a classroom. And that's where you build relationships and you get more in depth in concepts because people's experience, and there's nothing like it. And I'm not knocking the Land U courses because we need those too. Mm-hmm. It's very important to have our education structured. And you guys have done an excellent job where it's available to anyone, anytime, anywhere.
Thank you. Yes, we want to be flexible. Everyone has different schedules and different needs for how they want to take a class. And then we'll talk about the last three courses mm-hmm. that are part of our elective course here. And you have to take one of these for the ALC requirement. But we have real estate mapping technologies and techniques, tax-deferred 1031 exchanges, and timberland real estate. So those are three different elective courses that we offer.
Yeah, they're all great. And I've actually interviewed all three instructors. So they've been on our show.
They're great.
So it's you have to complete 104 hours, is that right?
Yes, it's 104 hours of our courses. It's 56 hours of our core require classes, and then 32 hours of specialty classes, and then 16 hours of elective courses.
Okay.
And on average, most of our courses are 16 hours or 2 days courses.
Right.
Our land investment analysis is 24 hours, so that's a 3-day class.
Right. Yeah, that was one of my favorite ones. Fletcher actually taught me that one in transitional land in Memphis. With the Memphis Mafia, I call them. It's just, what an incredible group of guys.
He's still teaching.
I know he is.
He just taught for us at Land U Week, and Fletcher's actually the chair of our education committee
now. Yeah, and Linda keeps him straight, too.
Absolutely.
And she's been part of our life for many years as well.
Yeah, she was at one point our executive vice president.
Right.
Many, many moons ago.
So now we've got the courses. Then you have a minimum of 5 closed land transactions totaling $10 million. How does that work?
Yeah, so for the ALC, there's a volume requirement that you have to submit documentation for. And you have to show that you've been involved in a minimum of 5 closed land transactions totaling $10 million or 25 separate land transactions. And no more of those can involve 20% residential parcel sales. So you really have to show that you have the background and the knowledge in selling land.
And that can be...
Additional requirements with those volume requirements is that the land has to account for at least 51% of the total sale for that transaction to be eligible. The transactions can only go back 5 years from when someone submits their ALC portfolio. If the applicant represented both the buyer and the seller, that transaction can be counted twice. So if you represent the buyer and seller on a $1 million property, that would count $2 million towards your overall volume requirement.
Those are the
volume requirements that have to be submitted for approval by the ALC committee.
Yeah, I get this question in class all the time. God, how do I get the $10 million? I said, well, keep taking our RLI classes because the more classes you take, the more business you do. The more business you do, you get closer to that $10 million. Don't wait and, take classes and then try to get your $10 million. Make that part of your strategy in getting your ALC, and it seems to work better.
Absolutely. That, and like you said, attending chapter meetings, attending the land conference, you're just going to continue to get more and more referrals by being involved with this organization.
Let me point something out, and I may do it again. You do not have to be a member of the Realtors Land Institute, nor a realtor or a real estate agent to take our classes. Is that true?
That's correct. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to be a member of NAR. We usually recommend that people do join, especially if they plan on taking a lot of classes, because many times our chapters at National, we offer member benefit discounts. So if it's something that you're really actively pursuing, highly encourage you to attend or to join. But if you, you know, you just want to learn a little bit more, you're not sure if it's something you want to pursue, you're welcome to take any of our classes.
Sure. I mean, I've had foresters, I've had actually land investors, people that maybe have a large family portfolio and manage it. Trust, I've had people from trust departments. I've had people from banks, bank appraisers. And someday I'm going to have a radio station owner and a doggy.
Lou, and I'm sure in your classes, your Land 101 classes especially, we'll have real estate professionals who have always kind of focused more on residential show up thinking that they want to get involved in land, and then they take a class, they're like, no, I just want to refer this property. Like,
yeah,
there's a
exactly.
lot to this.
No, that happens a lot. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people I've taught. I think I've taught over 38, maybe 40 Land 101 classes around the country. And, of course, I keep up with most of my students. And then I have my four-hour CE class for the state of North Carolina, you know, that I teach. And, you know, usually after a class, I'll have one and sometimes as many as three that will contact me and just like that and say, Lou, you know, I loved your course, but it's just over my head, and I've got this 100 acres for a client. I don't know what to do. Can I just refer it to you? And, of course, we always welcome that.
Absolutely.
So, anything else on the requirements? Have we covered that pretty good?
The only other additional requirements is there is an ALC final comprehensive exam that everyone has to pass once they've completed the coursework.
That's like 100 questions or 150? I can't remember.
60 questions.
60, okay. All right.
Yep.
Thank you for correcting that.
That can be taken online anytime, so it's always available.
Yeah. Because I've had students, too, I always mentor. I probably got 15 RLI members that's working on their ALC that, you know, that I mentor right now, and of course they'll call up and ask questions about this or how to find that, and I love helping people, and of course when they get ready to take the exam, you know, I'll help them through that a little bit too, give them some pointers. So it's really quite an, you know, I like to think of my designation as a degree. I tell people I have like a doctor's degree in land.
Of course,
it's like a designation, but if you look at our syllabus and our courses, Amanda, I mean, think about the other professions out there other than being a doctor or something, but, you know, the professionals, the courses and the material and the knowledge that you gain is equivalent, in my opinion, is a doctorate degree. So I hope I'm being appropriate with that, but that's my thoughts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We kind of equate it to having a master's in land real estate. You know, you're spending a lot of time in the classroom. It's a rigorous program, but once you're done, like we said, you're going to be able to close more deals and be more productive within your business.
Exactly. It's always proven in our industry that the more education you have, the more money you make. I mean, that's a direct correlation that we hear often. Now, just a couple minutes here, but we have a fast track program which allows other designated professionals and talk about our fast track real quick.
I'll quickly cover that. So all this is outlined on our website on rliland.com, but appraisers, auctioneers, broker management, farm and forestry managers, non-transactional land professionals, and certified professional landmen, and those who have a bachelor or master's degree with a minimum GPA of 3.0 in a major real estate development, forestry, or program related to land will qualify for our fast track program. Again, the requirements are on the website, so I encourage you to go there. But if you're approved for the Fast Track program, you only have to complete our three core courses. You don't have to complete the specialty or elective courses. You still have to complete the ALC final exam and meet the volume requirements and submit an application. But the amount of time that you spend in the classroom is decreased.
What is a non-transactional land professional, just for clarification?
So we've had bankers, lawyers who deal with specifically land real estate have wanted to get their accredited land consultants because they may not be out there in the dirt necessarily, but they're assisting those through the real estate practice, and they might specifically focus on land. So we've had a few people apply in that tier.
So we really open it up to quite a range.
We want to encourage everyone to become an ALC and be part of RLI the only way that we can continue to improve and have more people involved.
Exactly. And the certified professional landman, this has to do with the oil industry, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. They're actually called, which that's, we just had our oil and gas instructor on a couple shows ago, and and that was totally explained. But, you know, we like myself, on my license plate, it has T landman for the landman. So we as land experts use landman, but there's really an old name for the oil guys. So we're talking to Amanda Jenkins. This is Let's Talk Land. Tell us about the RLI chapters. I believe we have 18. I've been a member, it was the Carolinas chapter. It was actually chapter 33 when I started. And then it was North and South Carolina. South Carolina broke away for a number of years. And they had their own chapter. And then they came back and were called RLI chapter, Carolinas chapter, which I've been on the board, believe it or not, every year except one and been the president twice. So I was the president last year. And Dustin McClure, which we have our annual meeting tomorrow, and Charlotte will be passing the baton again, but I'll stay on as secretary and treasurer another year. So tell us about our chapters.
Yeah, we have 18 active chapters right now throughout the country. And our chapters are very much driven by the volunteer leaders of our organization. So Lou has served as president as his Carolinas chapter. And I'm sure has served as many leader positions there. But it's really driven by our members. But our chapters are great. It's a great opportunity to network on a local level. A lot of our chapters host in-person events to facilitate networking, knowledge sharing, and even deal-making. Some will do live deal-making sessions where people can present properties either they have for sale or that they're looking for in their state. And I know a lot of deals have been made through those local deal-making sessions that they have. Our chapters also offer our courses that count towards the ALC in person pretty often throughout the year. But then they offer unique professional development opportunities that can only be found, again, through RLI. I just heard about a state that was doing, I think it was about a three-hour seminar just on title and surveys for land professionals.
Wow.
It didn't take all day, but it was something that was very much geared towards land professionals, and they had an expert who was local and very knowledgeable in the state laws to present on that topic. So all of our chapter events, their meetings, their seminars, their courses, those can all be found on our website. Again, that's rliland.com. But our chapters are fantastic. They really are a driving force behind the organization.
So if you're in anywhere in the, you know, where we have chapters, you know, just go to our www.rliland.com website, and we're going to talk about some of the other elements in there. But, you know, you can find where your local chapter is, and we've got our board members of the chapters and contact information, and, you know, seek out. And usually if they have something planned, that'll be promoted on not only the chapter websites, which we also have. We have a RLI Carolinas chapter website, and the other chapters do as well, and brilliantly done. Where we can post events and things that's upcoming and awards that's given and so on. So for those out there in the radio audience, you can go to that site and you can learn about our chapters and get involved.
Absolutely.
We also have webinars, and these are incredible. They're also on our website too, some of them. Tell us about our webinar program. When did it start and what's it all about? What's the purpose of it?
The webinar, it's part of the Land U program umbrella that we keep talking about, but the webinars began and continue on as a benefit and education opportunity for land professionals or really anyone in the real estate business. What we do each year is I work closely with our education committee, which is comprised of RLI members, and we determine the topics that our members would find interesting and helpful to their career, and then we research and find experts on those topics. When we first began our webinar series, I would say we probably started about 6-8 years ago, we were only offering about 3 a year. But recently, we've really increased that, and we are offering about 8 a year now. It's a great benefit for RLI members especially, because a lot of them are complimentary for them. For non-members, there typically is a fee associated with it, but it's a pretty nominal fee for a great hour of education.
Sure.
They're generally about 45 minutes to an hour long, and they always include a question and answer session with that expert and facilitator. So if you have a specific question on the topic relating to a piece of land that you're trying to buy or sell, you have someone right there at your fingertips that you can ask a quick question to. So it's really, really wonderful benefit.
Now, again, do you have to be a member of RLI to participate in our webinar program?
You do not. All of our webinars are open to the public. Like I said, our members typically receive discounts or complimentary access to the webinars. Most of the time, non-members will have to pay a small fee to participate in that webinar.
Okay.
But they are open to the entire public to participate in. We promote those pretty heavily through NAR and through our social media.
That's why I want to have you on, Amanda, and all these things that people don't know about. And I tell you, it's incredible,
no,
the services
we
that we provide.
We have three webinars coming up still this year that people can listen into.
What are the topics?
August 15th, we have one on 5 ways to make money off your hunting land.
Cool.
September 12th, we have one on solar panels and whether it's a good idea for your land or not. And on October 24th, we're hosting a webinar on unleashing your social media strategy. They're very much geared to our land professionals, but they are open to anybody who wants to participate. And we always record them, so if you've registered, you always have access to the recording. And if you missed one that you wish you would have joined, those previous recordings are available on our website.
Perfect. And they're really good. I've had opportunity. Seems like every time you have one, I've got a big deal going. I have to run out and me and Chad and go run a couple thousand acres or something crazy.
Yeah.
But the ones I've participated in, you're spot on. It's always good material and incredible talented instructors or speakers. You guys do a good job in sourcing that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great part of the Land U program.
Anything else about our webinars?
That's really it.
Okay.
Like I said, we're always adding more to the calendar. We try to release the calendar each November for the upcoming year, but we continue to add them on as topics become relevant.
Sure.
Or if it's important, we think we should cover.
Excellent. And again, you can go to our website, www.rliland.com. Now, we talked about our courses. We've talked about our webinars. We've talked about our chapters. Now, explain what is the Land U program.
Yeah, so Land U program, it's the Land University program. It's the kind of our big umbrella that all of our education falls under. So currently that includes those ALC designated required courses and our webinar program. But it's a larger program that we continue to expand just to be the go-to place, the voice of land, for anybody interested in learning more about land real estate.
Now, these also include our online courses, and I think that's where I wanted to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, we've talked a lot about our chapter in-person classroom courses, but we do offer courses for those who aren't maybe in a state with an active chapter and don't have the resources or time to travel and be at the office for 2 days. But we have what we call our virtual instructor-led training, or VILT, courses. And these consist of live webinar lectures with an expert instructor and independent study learning. So typically, a course might be scheduled for the whole month of July, and every Friday there's a 3-hour live webinar with the instructor. The webinars you receive points for attending that will impact your final grade, so it's highly encouraged that you attend those. There's discussions with the instructor that takes place. It really, you feel like you're in the classroom.
Right.
You can communicate with other students. And then the independent studies side of it is reading the manual, maybe watching some videos that we make available. And it's great because you don't have to travel for that.
Yeah.
And then we also offer our Land 101, the Fundamentals of Land Brokerage course that we keep talking about, the core course. You can take that in an independent study format at any time. You can register for it online and get access to it immediately.
Now, if someone's doing that, being a Land 101 instructor, could they contact me if they got questions? Or, you know, I know there's an assigned instructor, right, to these courses? but they can actually contact any of the instructors that, teach that course, right?
And we have our list of instructors available on our website under our Instructor Center. So
right.
We encourage our students to reach out to the instructors if they have specific questions. And
yeah.
Like Lou and so many of our amazing instructors, they're really, you know, they're real estate practitioners, land real estate practitioners, but they're also teachers.
Yeah.
They're there to help. They care. They want to make sure people are learning about this. So Lou and all of our instructors are always so helpful to our participants and to our members.
We're pleased to do that. Honored to have the opportunity. Let's talk
about we call them no travel or distant learning opportunities for our courses that you can complete.
Right. I know when I was getting my LC, like I said, the first one I took was in Winston with Ned Massey, which was called Subdivision, which was a great course and got me started. And then the next one was, like I said, in Memphis. And then I took one in Georgia. Mm-hmm. But all of these required travel and hotels, and which is great. But, you know, plus the course. So, you know, some people, it's just not in their budget because they're starting out. Maybe they don't have a big practice. And, you know, it's not cheap to get the designation. I'm not saying it's expensive, but it's not cheap. But it's also, you know, helps you make more money. So you just turn around and invest that back into your education. And it seems to work out pretty good. Now, we don't have podcasts yet, right?
One thing we haven't talked about yet is the Land U Week.
Yeah, okay, yeah, thank you. We just had one.
Yeah, it was really great. So our Land U Week, it's our annual event that we have each year where we offer all 104 hours over 9 days.
Wow.
This year we held it in Arlington, Texas. It moves every year. It's always the first week in June, and we do a new city every year. This year it was just held in Arlington, Texas at the Arlington Board of Realtors, and we offered 5 new rewritten courses there, as well as 1 course, the Ag Land and Brokerage and Market class. And so this year was our biggest and best one yet. We had 50 people attend from all over the country.
Wow.
And 21 completed all 6 of those courses for their ALC designation.
Congratulations.
I want to say 19 of them have already completed the ALC.
That's crazy. So, you know, you could actually fast track, you know, because people ask me this. Mm-hmm. And I've had students that I've mentored, and, you know, in 8 months they get their ALC. But, you know, they had to travel, you know, but they did it.
Yeah.
They just did whatever it took to get it because they wanted to get it behind them. But you guys started this this Land U Week, and that accommodates. And I tell some of the folks that want to go ahead and get it, you know, hopefully it's near June so they can do it. But if not, they can go ahead and take a couple classes and then go finish up at the Land U and maybe take the last three that they need to get their ALC.
Yeah.
So that's an incredible program, and that's quite an attendance. That's really good.
I know it can be very intense for the students. I mean, imagine staying in a classroom for 9 full days. But
yeah.
It's kind of like summer camp. You know, they become lifelong friends. They always see each other again at the next land conference. They really bond. So it's neat from my perspective to see. And we always have fun. We went to a rodeo this year for fun. So it's a really cool experience. And I highly encourage anyone wanting to get the ALC to look into June 2019. We haven't announced the location yet, but we probably will be in the next few months. And this year we did sell out. I expect that we'll continue to sell out each year.
That's
so
great.
Anyone interested in that, as soon as we open registration this spring, definitely register.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the instructors, believe it or not, I actually had the Land 101 class here in Pilot Mountain at a vineyard. And Jan Hope actually came down to the second one. But who was our CEO a number of years ago. But we had the class actually at the vineyard. And then during the evening, we had like a 5-course, 4-wine or 5-wine, I don't remember, had a little band. And then we had a cowboy auction and raised a couple $1,000s for St. Jude's. And, of course, we invited the community to come join us. And, you know, I think we had like 38 students. We had like 80 people come to the dinner. And, you know, and we see some of that, too. So it's not just, oh, hard go to take a class. And, you know, they're always, especially because the 2-day classes, you got the evening, and we always try to plan something social to continue that networking informally. And, you know, I think that's one of the better parts of what we do. It's, It just kind of lends itself to having a few drinks and talking about land.
Absolutely.
Now, we've got our, we're 75 years old, but 18 years ago, soon to be 19, instead of having our national meeting at the mid-year or the National Realtors Conference, we'd started doing our own. I think the first one or two were in Texas. And then it moved around, and of the 18, I think I've attended at least 10, maybe 11 of them over the years. Like I said, if you go to one, you'll never miss another one. No, really, it's like, you know, it's like a celebration. I mean, it's just a vacation, an annual vacation. But so we just had one in Nashville, which was the largest attended and highly sponsored. And the next one is going to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the Tamara Resort. Tell us why we picked that and how we pick where we go. Is that up to the presidents? Who chooses where we go?
Yeah, we work with the executive committee on selecting that, and then we just look at the overall, really, trends of what's going on, what makes sense for the time of the year, the hotel, you know, the group size, cost to our members. So there's a lot of factors that go into determining where we have it each year. And 2019, Albuquerque felt right for our 75th anniversary.
Sounds perfect. March 3rd through the 6th, right?
Yes, March 3rd through the 6th.
Okay. I've got my bags packed.
Yeah. It's going to be held at this beautiful resort called the Tamaya Resort. It's part of the Hyatt family. And I was so lucky to go visit the hotel back in September, and it's just gorgeous.
Did it blow you away?
Yeah, there's mountains surrounding it. The Rio Grande is in its backyard.
Oh, my goodness.
The resort itself has a sanctuary for horses, so you can go horseback riding. There's a beautiful golf course on site. So it's going to be relaxing and fun and educational for anybody who joins us.
Roddy, you want to go with me?
Sure.
Okay, Roddy's going to pack his bags. Actually, you should. You'd have
fun.
A large time. We only got about 14 minutes or so left. Let's quickly go through just the website, if I may. We have our members' resources. This is the member section. Our members' advantage program. MAP, what is that?
Yeah, the member advantage program. A lot of our sponsors, they offer certain programs for our members to find beneficial. So many of our partners choose to participate in this, and they offer discounts for RLI members only. So currently in this program, we have Wall Street Journal, the Land.com Network, Terrastrike Pro, LandHub.com, MapRight, and AcreValue. So all those companies offer discounts just for RLI members.
I love it. And then we have a Technology and Services Resource Center.
Yeah, that's kind of like a Yelp of technology and resources. So people can recommend certain companies on there. They write a little review, and we put it up there. So, Lou, if you're looking for a CRM company or a mapping program, you can go on there and see what other members have recommended. And why they recommend it.
Yeah, it's a great resource. And then we got our RLI Land Real Estate Contract Center. What is that?
This has links. Every state has different contracts, and land specifically contracts can be very different from residential contracts. So this includes whether we found access to the contract or links to where you can go find them on your state website.
And then we got a store. You want to go shopping, Rodney? We got our RLI branded store, and then we got our ALC for our ALC designees. So you can get ALC hats or bumper stickers or all kinds of things. It's at a discount too. It's pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Really great. It's powered through landsend.com, and it's easy to order anything you want to wear.
There you go. And then just for the public, we have again a reminder. If you'll go to that homepage at the top. It says find a land consultant, and just want to remind you of that, and that's where you can find me and other ALCs and RLI members in our organization throughout the country. So please use that resource even if you just have questions of the what ifs. You may be contemplating selling something or buying something, or maybe oil and gas or solar or any of these topics. Believe me, I don't know an RLI member that won't help you. What else can you tell us about RLI? Because I want to spend this last few minutes here talking about our wonderful sponsors, and we have quite a few.
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of wonderful sponsors. We saw a pretty big increase from 2017 to 2018 and who attended and participated. And a lot of our partners, you'll see them at our National Land Conference exhibiting. But we have United Country, Mossy Oak Properties, and KW Keller Williams Land and Keller Williams Commercial. They're all education partners as well as partners of the Land Conference.
Right.
So their agents and brokers receive just specific discounts to our courses and conferences. And then we have Century 21, Farm and Ranch, J.P. King, Discipline Advisors.
Now, I just made a note on that. That's kind of investments, trust, mm-hmm. and estate, and wealth planning. Quite an organization. And we're glad to have them be part of our team.
Yes. Land Leader, which is a marketing group that a lot of different brokerages buy into. Force of Field, it's a brokerage. Whitetail Properties, they're actually part of the education partnership as well, so all their agents and brokers get discounts to our courses. People's Company is a pretty big brokerage out in Iowa.
And that's a full-service real estate, like United Country or Mossy Oaks, right?
Exactly, yes. And they're growing a lot. Commercial Agent Success Strategies, this is a company based in Atlanta, but they do education opportunities for commercial real estate agents.
Right. Actually, I've been invited to come down and do a show with them, and then I've invited them to come up here and do a show with me. So hopefully in the future.
Yeah, they have a great show. Michael Bull.
Yeah, Michael's great.
He's the host of they have an online video and then a podcast as well based on commercial real estate.
Yeah. I'm hopefully you'll take him up on that opportunity here in the near future. And then we got RMS Resource Management Services.
Yes, they are a timberland investment firm. And Land Broker Co-op, which is a co-op that any and all land brokers can buy into and become part of their group. And there's marketing opportunities through them.
Now, we just started that. Yeah, we just started that recently.
Mm, it's brand new.
With RLI members, I think David... Light had a website, which I think the partners and have taken over, bought, and participating in. But we're also wanting to add to that, like E&O insurance and all these other satellites that involve, the land brokerage business. I think that's our goal, right?
Yeah, I believe that's the goal of the land brokerage co-op.
Yeah, I encourage anyone out there to check it out. It's a different way of marketing. It's a different way of pooling money and saving. I tell you, these websites are getting so daggum expensive. It's crazy. It's almost unaffordable, or only for the big companies to even be able to do it. So hopefully this will create a little competition and also, give more opportunities not only to our members but any of the land brokers out there. And then you got the land.com. They keep gobbling up. The big ones keep buying the little ones. Land.com, Lands of America, Land and Farm, and then Landwatch Group. So, that's one of our great sponsors, too, and they do a great, great job for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got LandFlip and LandThink. And
yeah.
He's been around a long time. I started a website back in 2006. I had 9 investors about the same time Landwatch and Lands of America. And my buddy Chris was in from Lands of America last week, and I pulled up in the filing cabinet, and I had like 30 land websites at that time, Blue Book and all different ones, but I had literally Xeroxed every single page of each of those websites. And he was kind of laughing because they had the old logo for Lands of America and, the rate sheet, which is about 10% of what they're charging today. But he was quite impressed with my documentation. Okay, we got Land Hub. That's my buddy out in California, and he's part of the co-op. We got Land Broker Websites, Builders for Land Brokers, Farm and Ranch, National Association of Realtors, RPR. We own that. That's owned by the National Association of Realtors members. It's not a public site, but it's where we can actually pull comps. What I think we're going for, I know North Carolina, we keep trying to get one MLS for the state because there's so many. I think we had 70 MLSs at one time. and where we can collect this data. But they're doing a heck of a job, and they have some incredible training programs too as part of their program. And then Farmers National, that's a great group, and several of their employees are ALCs and members of RLI and been with us for a long time. And New Direct, I interviewed Clay Malcolm. That was my podcast 22. Okay. Listen to that one. I mean, he's got something. That's an incredible program on these self-direct or IRAs and moving them into self-direct and buying real estate. And then Exeter, they've been around a long time. I remember sourcing them way back, 1031. That's a great, great group to be one of our sponsors. And then this Westwood Multidiscipline Surveying and Engineering. That was interesting what they do. And I wasn't familiar until writing the show. But they're commercial, residential, solar, oil and gas, power delivery, wind. It looks like they got the bases covered there. And then Acre Value by Granular. Granular actually owns Acre Value, and that's also part of DuPont and Dow. That's a lot of funding. I had Dylan Boone and Leanne Moss on Podcast 27. And I tell you, there's some crazy stuff getting ready to launch out here in the ag areas, being able to create higher yields and more cash flow. It's interesting to see where all this stuff's going. Then you got Farm Credit Midwest. Of course, I push Farm Credit here in our area, Carolina Farm Credit. In fact, probably 80% of all the loans that I've been able to get for my clients have come from Farm Credit. Never heard one bad thing about them. RealStack, Chad Polk was on my show, Podcast 20. They've got an incredible website, too, that they're building. Turva, Farmland Finder. I had Steve Bacchus on show 21. These three guys, RealStack, FarmLender, and AdValue, these guys are just taking us light years ahead of anything I've seen in my career. And then we had the Lindsay Corporation. Who's the Lindsay Corporation?
Yeah, Lindsay Corporation. They were a new partner this year, but they... I don't remember for sure, but they do, they have a lot of like irrigation and transportation technology that's helpful to a lot of our members and their clients.
Okay. And then, of course, MapRight, and MapRight's part of the co-op too, and TerraStride Pro. I actually have both of those programs and use them for different purposes. But again, the technology that's out there and what you can do, it just blows your mind. Two great organizations. Digital Map Products, and I'm not familiar with them, but I saw them at the show and listened to their presentation, and, you know, they're fitting right in there too. And then you got RMS Resource Management Service. They're serving the timberland investments, and they're huge, pretty much nationwide. And then you got MarketNet Alliance, which is a national membership-based network for auction companies, and BidWrangler, which is a mobile bidding platform, and that's where a lot of these auctions are going to. We see them here. And then, of course, you got Fiat Chrysler Automotive. So we got the car industry involved with this too.
Yes, and they're the Fiat Chrysler Automotive automobiles. They're part of NAR as well.
So right.
Any members who are anybody who's a member of NAR receives discounts when purchasing through their through Fiat Chrysler Automobiles.
And they got a great product. They sure do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we just say about a minute here. Let's is anything that we missed that we want to cover?
I don't think so. Like I said, we are so appreciative of our partners that Lou and I mentioned there, and they're always available. They usually attend our National Land Conference and exhibit there, so it's kind of a one-stop shopping place for the land professional to go, and our exhibit hall is a big part of the conference. So,
and for our listening, go ahead.
Appreciative of all the sponsors.
Absolutely. And for our listening audience out there, I mean, if you have an organization, or if you have a product, or if you have a service that meets the land industry, you know, definitely get in touch with our staff up in Chicago, or give me a call, shoot me an email, I'll hook you up, and be part of our team. It's the business that these sponsors get out of our conferences and our members. It's well worth the effort plus the exposure, and you know, you guys do a good job promoting and putting their logos out and supporting them, and of course, all the classes that I've done for years, I always have had sponsors, and we all appreciate them, or our chapter meetings, you know, helping us with the meal, or, you know, we run on a very thin budget. It's usually money that our membership fees, and then, of course, the money that we make from holding classes. Sometimes we don't make any or make very little. So the sponsors really help balance that out. So let's see what Rodney says. We got 1 minute, Rodney? Perfect. How about a little commercial for RLI? How can they get in touch with you if they want to, or anyone in our association?
They can go to our website at WKT.
It's her turn.
It's her turn.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Golly.
I just walked in the
door. Yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I was taking care of business.
Yeah.
One of your clients there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where's the check?
He said it's in the mail. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, well, if you want to reach out to anybody at RLI, I introduced kind of our staff a little bit earlier, but you can always go to our website. We've talked about it a couple times, but it's www.rliveland.com. There's a lot of really great information on there for you to check out. If you want to try to, if you want to reach one of the RLI staff members, you can call our 1-800 number, and that's 1-800-441-5263. We're here Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5 Central Time, or you can write to our our email address, and that's rli@realtors.org. And again, as long as someone's in the office, we usually respond.
Oh, you guys are great.
To that.
You're always attending.
You can always connect through me or anybody here on staff.
Unless we're having our annual land conference or you're at a land new event. But usually we still have somebody in the office to cover. So that's never been a problem.
We'll always have someone here to help out.
Amanda, thank you for being on the show. I really wanted to talk about our institute. And you've done an excellent job. I think we've covered and given people an idea of our organization and services that we offer and provide. Rodney, how do they get in touch with us?
Oh, it's my
it's
turn
your
now.
Your turn now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, they can go to our website, go to WKTE1090.com and click on the Listen Radio. Or they can download the radio app, Simple Radio app.
Simple radio app, huh?
Yep, and they'll hear your program every Saturday morning from 7 till 8.
Wow, but they can also, guess what?
Yeah, you've got a podcast and everything.
Well, we got more than that now. It keeps
building.
We
got more. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It keeps building. Before I get there, I just want to thank everybody, Amanda, especially you, for joining us today. And let us know how you like the show. And if you have any guests that you'd like to recommend, the door's open. And all the questions are welcome, so you can... this show is for the public and most importantly for our real estate agents that do not have a source for land education. So now you know about RLI and you know about the show, which you can go to. All these shows are on a website, GoDaddy website, which is www.letstalkland.net without the apostrophe, L-E-T-S, talkland.net. And then we're on Podbean, we're on Spotify, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook, and we're working on getting it out there in other places. And so you can also contact me at our website, which is www.letstalkland.net, I mentioned. But my email is lou@mylandpro.com. And you're welcome to call me at 336-669-1405. All that information is on the website. Thank you for another great show. Rodney Shada, thanks for your help.
Thank you.